This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Germany's conservative chancellor candidate Armin Laschet was mocked on social media for a misstep on election day on Sunday, capping a campaign marred by embarrassing gaffes that may have hurt his popularity. Under German rules, voters must keep their choice secret until they have left the polling station. But when casting his vote, Laschet folded his ballot the wrong way, revealing which party he had voted for before dropping it in the box. The blunder prompted calls for his vote to be disqualified, and he is being ridiculed by national newspapers and on social media. Laschet is hoping to succeed Angela Merkel as conservative chancellor after 16 years. Police in Norway on Sunday reported dozens of disturbances and violent clashes, including mass brawls in the Nordic country's biggest cities, after streets, bars, restaurants, and nightclubs were filled with people celebrating the end of COVID-19 restrictions. The Norwegian government abruptly announced Friday most of the remaining restrictions would be scrapped beginning Saturday, and that life in the nation of 5.3 million would return to normal. The unexpected announcement by Prime Minister Erna Solberg to drop restrictions the next day took many by surprise and led to chaotic scenes in the capital Oslo, as well as elsewhere in the country. Rowdy celebrations across Norway by hundreds of citizens started Saturday afternoon and lasted into the early hours of Sunday. Police said unrest was reported in several places, but the situation was the worst in Oslo. Long lines were seen outside nightclubs, bars, and restaurants late Saturday, and police registered at least 50 fights and disturbances during the night. Neither vaccination certificates nor negative test results are required to enter such venues in Norway anymore. This is VOA News. A Syrian health official said on Sunday hospitals in the capital Damascus and also a coastal province have reached capacity due to rising coronavirus admissions. Syria on Saturday logged 442 new COVID-19 infections in government-held areas, a new daily record for the conflict-hit country. The official says it's the first time the number of cases has reached 400 in one day. Coronavirus has been on the rise across Syria since mid-August, including in the northwest and northeast, large parts of which fall beyond government control. According to the World Health Organization, only 2% of Syria's population has been at least partially vaccinated. Syria's conflict has since 2011 killed nearly 500,000 people and also ravaged a healthcare sector struggling to cope with a mass outflux of professionals. Around 70% of the country's pre-war medical staff have left since the start of the war. The Taliban urged international airlines Sunday to resume flights to Kabul, Afghanistan's capital, saying all technical issues at the country's main airport have been resolved. Facilities at Kabul Airport were badly damaged in the chaotic evacuation of more than 120,000 people that ended August 30th with the withdrawal of the last U.S. troops. Since then, only charter flights have been operating, although some carriers have run some special flights. The international community is keen to hold the Taliban to their word that they will allow anyone to leave the country once commercial flights resume. Services at Kabul Airport were restored mostly with technical help from Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, and Turkey. Sudan's military said on Sunday it had repelled an attempted incursion by Ethiopian forces in the border area between the two countries. It said in a statement the Ethiopian forces had been forced to retreat from the area without giving further details. The head of Sudan's military told reporters the incident took place on Saturday. He said it showed how the military was protecting the country in the wake of a coup attempt last week. Tensions along the border between Sudan and Ethiopia have escalated since the outbreak of a conflict in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region last year that sent tens of thousands of refugees into eastern Sudan. The tensions have focused on an area of fertile farmland where the border is disputed. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Again, find the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.